And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the Mighty 1090 studios with Mr. Bill Shedd and Don Trojan. We're talking CCA today. Of course, Bill Shedd from AFCO here. Don's a big supporter of fishing and a hardcore fishing guy, too. And then we're going to have a host of superstars in the sport fishing industry calling in today to talk about this new organization. Stay tuned. It's going to be an action-packed 2 hours. Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California sport fishing voice on the Mighty 1090.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel at the Fred Hall shows. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and has tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing with a cross-carbon drag, providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2-to-1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easier to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in a compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it at the Fred Hall Show and your local Shimano dealers.
I am an angler, a heroic defender of the noble sport of fishing. When I go out with my crew, we're prepared for everything, from itty-bitty mosquitoes to the biggest bass you've ever seen. Not to mention, we all wear life jackets. And with this year's drought conditions, we're also defending every last drop of water, saving lives and saving water, because the best defense is a good offense. Just don't tell the fish that.
Take your hero quiz at BoatCalifornia.com. A message from the California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
It's Fred Hall Showtime. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Be sure to stop by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth. The best selection of saltwater tackle at the show, including a complete selection of AFCO clothing. No one has a better selection of AFCO clothing for kids and adults than Fisherman's Landing Tackle. A must visit at this year's Fred Hall Show.
The offshore fishing last year was some of the best we've seen in years. Let's hope our luck keeps up in 2015. It's a brand new year, and what better way to kick off a new year than with a new Ford? Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. It's easy to see why Ford is so popular. Styling is contemporary, the technology is state-of-the-art, and the fuel economy is more impressive than ever. Fusion, Focus, and Escape continue to be San Diego favorites, and the new Mustang has the entire city buzzing. You've got to check it out. Right now, you'll find the biggest savings on F-150 pickups. The last of the 2014 models are going fast. And talk about popular, Ford F-Series has been America's best-selling truck and a favorite among fishermen for almost four decades. In fact, a new F-Series truck is sold every 43 seconds. Imagine catching a fish every 43 seconds. You'd be popular too. Start the new year in style. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. What a cool show we're going to have today.
I'm excited. This is such an important show for everybody out there. All of our listeners, you really want to pay attention here today and participate and call and ask questions, because this is our future we're talking about here.
Yeah.
This is the future of fishing, and we're very honored to have Mr. Bill Shedd from AFCO in the studio. Good morning, Bill.
Hi, Bill. Morning. Glad to be here. Hi, guys.
All right, and a guy who's done a tremendous amount for fishermen in Southern California, kind of from the background here. Don Trojan. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, of course, Don's also a pretty hardcore fisherman. And once in a while, you take guys like Ricky or Bill and other guys out fishing on your beautiful boat.
Absolutely.
Right?
No, yeah. We enjoy that most of all, taking guests out and
especially the guys with lots of experience like Bill and Ricky, and just turn it all over to them and learn as much as you can and stay in the background. And that's we do a lot of that, and we've had the pleasure of having a lot of fun guests on the boat.
Indeed. And
we take a shed family fishing trip every year with Don.
And oh, really?
Lots of calico bass contests and lots of fishing and shoving and lots of fun.
Well, it's really rivalry there, yeah.
Fun stuff. Spend a little time over in Catalina and the Outer Islands and stuff like that.
Exactly right. Yeah, we've gone everywhere, from the local stuff to fishing with Ricky off the beach down in Mexico all the way down to Cabo.
Yeah, yeah. Fun stuff.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. And that's what we're talking about today, is continuing that fun
exactly.
And family participation by allowing access to these waters because... believe it or not, people are trying to take that away from us.
I think at this point we all believe that.
Yeah, hard to believe that somebody wants to spoil family fun, but they are.
Yep.
And they're out there. And Bill Shedd, you've been involved with various organizations and kind of led the fight, shall we say, in keeping our fishing rights?
Well, there's been lots of folks involved, and that's kind of the beauty of our community. There's lots of people that love fishing and want to help, and I had a dad that... just from early years, impressed upon me the importance to, look for ways to find ways to give back to the ocean and to the fishing community, and I enjoy doing it.
Yeah. Milt Shedd was the pioneer, shall we say, right?
He was. He was before his time. When he started SeaWorld, the year before he started SeaWorld, he started what's now the Hub SeaWorld Research Institute, so that was 50 years ago. So for somebody 50 years ago to be thinking about giving back from a business that wasn't even started yet. SeaWorld didn't start until 64, and he had what's now the Hub SeaWorld Research Institute incorporated and up doing research projects in 1963. So that's pretty unique, really not done before, I think, in the history of the world to have an entity that gives back to the community before the for-profit business is actually in existence. So it's he was a unique guy.
That's indeed. Cool. And think about where... we've gone today with Hub SeaWorld Research Institute, right?
Well, the white sea bass program we all know so much about, and that's we're all enjoying the great fishing of white sea bass, and that's due to recreational fishermen getting rid of the gill nets.
Yeah.
And recreational fishermen supporting and helping to fund this white sea bass program and the relationship with Hub. So recreational anglers all over the country have really been the marine conservationists in this country.
Absolutely. And a classic example of that is this donation that Dick Lobb's widow just gave to Hub SeaWorld recently.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And that's a great role for the CCA that we're going to talk about here. And it's the number one first project and goal of the CCA of California is to support... Hub's in its effort to expand the white sea bass program to other fish, and that's really made possible in large part because of this contribution from Dorothy Lobb, Dick's wife, of $900,000. It's huge, and so all of us fishermen, we need to remember Dick and thank him, and those of you guys that knew him, Ricky and I know you knew him. Guy that just loved to fish, and what a great way to remember a great man.
Not that anybody should be measured by. Anything other than just who they are, but I never knew Dick was in a position to do anything like that. Because when I was a kid working in the tackle store, especially when I was in high school tying albacore feathers, Dick would come in all the time. He always had a golden retriever with him. The dog would jump up on the counter, and we always had a box of milk bones we'd give him. And he would be in and buying albacore feathers and tying jigs. And you would never know that anybody was not that you're saying you should ever measure somebody by their wealth or anything. But he's just a regular guy,
a fishing guy.
Loved it, and he would go fishing on his Blackman every day and. And just the coolest of people, and a pretty cool guy to get to know, and what a thing that we're all going to get to share and benefit, and what an awesome thing that Dorothy was able to do, and just awesome.
So if we're going to be able to, and the goal there, and what Hubs is wanting to do, is to take what we've learned from the white sea bass program, and see what other fish we might be able to apply that to. So might it be halibut, might it be yellowtail, might it be calico bass? There's lots of opportunities to take a look. But in order for that to succeed, you have to have several things that happen. One, you've got to have the money to pioneer it and to help make it happen. And this contribution from Dorothy in honor of her late husband, Dick Lobb, that really helps to make that happen. And the early seed money that came from a sport fisherman that wants to remain anonymous and also from some money from AFCO and some money from Frank Lopresti, and not just Frank Lopresti, but from all of his landings, including all of his partners, and you, Ricky, now as a partner in Fisherman's Landing, you contributed, and thank you. But this amount from the Lobb family, it funds us through 2017. And but in order for it to work, you need the money. Okay, we now have the money. You need somebody with the ability to do the science. We have that with Hubs. What now is needed is the public to help push this through the Fish and Game Department and well, Fish and Wildlife Department now, and the Coastal Commission and others, and that's what the CCA is going to do.
That's where this ties in to the CCA. So what is the CCA, Bill?
Okay, the CCA is it's the largest recreational fishing group in the country. Been around since 1978. Started in Houston, Texas, really around a gillnet ban. They had the same kind of problems that we have, and gillnets were destroying their resource, and they got rid of them. Well, they've expanded through 17 states. Very successful, an organized entity that's been able to sort of live long, as many other organizations haven't been able to survive over time. They have, and really timing was right. They were anxious to get into California now. We were anxious to have a entity in place now, and so it just the stars sort of lined up.
Yeah. And so I have to ask Don a question. Don, you look at the board of directors, and there's 25 notable figures on the board of directors in the fishing industry, and it's kind of like a who's who of the fishing industry today. Don, you're just fishermen.
I'm just an outsider looking in, and proud to be inside that room.
Why are you involved?
Well, I'm involved because Bill asked me to be, which is always a pretty good starting point. But the truth is, I'm involved because I've always loved recreational fishing. Mm-hmm. I've been doing it since my dad took me and my three brothers out from the time we were 4 and 5 years old, and we didn't have as many restrictions and such as we have today. My dad was also coincidentally one of the ones that was granted a permit to catch the broodstock for the white sea bass program, so we got to participate in that. And I've always had a love of fishing. Bill explained to me that because of the very good organization that we have with CCA, one of their requirements was to have a CPA, preferably as the treasurer. And so I agreed to serve in that role with past experience in nonprofits. And I walk into the room, and it's just as you said, Pete, it's the absolute who's who of the sport fishing community, and very humbling to be around that group. I've got
read off the names of the 25
board
members.
Yeah, I've got the list of the board members there, and a lot of these names will be recognizable. Of course, our chairman of the board is Bill Shedd. Our vice chairman is Dave Pfeiffer. Myself as treasurer, and then Ali Husseini from Bloody Decks as our secretary. Other members: Bart Hall, Mike Lum, Bob Fletcher, Bob Hoos, Kathy Needleman, Bill Buchanan, Dave Bacon, Dave Elm, Don Hansen, Drew Lawler, Duncan McIntosh, a lot of publishers in here, Harold Davis, Jim Salazar, Jock Albright, Ken Eli, Louis Zim, Merritt McRae, Western Outdoor News, Peter Gray, our humble leader today, Tommy Gomes, Tracy Melton, and Winnie Tochihara. So a very impressive list there.
Yeah, a very impressive list, and assembled because we all care for the
Absolutely.
Future of our sport and the future of fishing here. And so when CCA came into the mind, this organization is a proven national organization, and that's kind of why we're tying in with them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And they've their goals fit in with our basic goal is really to be conserving the resource and anglers' access to it. That fits in right in with what they've for 30 some years have successfully done, and they've got a great track record, well respected around the country and known. And a number of us that originally were involved in a small group that kind of conceived this have had a chance to work with CCA in other states, and just to know of their credibility and clout and capability.
Right.
One of the things that makes this so workable for California is we got a problem here in that the state is so spread out, and fisheries issues in Northern California are very different than fisheries issues in Southern California. But we've got one legislature, we've got one Fish and Wildlife, we've got one Coastal Commission, and you can't effectively impact those entities just from Southern California, just from Northern California. So the structure of the CCA, the way that it works is they develop chapters in cities, in counties, and ultimately, while currently the focus is Southern California, always the focus will be saltwater because that's the focus of CCA. But the ultimate goal is to prove it in Southern California and then expand chapters into Northern California so that we can impact the entire state.
You said two very, very important things for our listeners. Number one, focus on CCA is saltwater, which a lot, most of our anglers are starting out as saltwater fishermen, right? Number two, focus on Southern California issues, which there's a lot of issues here.
There are. And we said a third important thing, which is chapters. So let's talk about that for a minute.
Now, yeah.
And your listeners are going to want to know, okay, so there's all these folks from the industry that are stepping up. And I can just tell you, Ricky, Pete, that having been involved in some of these efforts in the past, never, ever have I seen such a wide group of key people within the community industry, not just industry people, but key anglers and interested, anxious to want to step up. And Pat Murray, who's going to call in later, who's the president of National, he'll tell us that he's just not ever seen a start for one of their CCA state chapters like we have in California.
Because we need it.
Absolutely.
The people are after
us. Yeah, everybody's
here.
Ready to get behind
them.
Something.
You know what, Pete, that's a great comment. One of the things I like to say is, having been through this before and such, that with the organization that CCA National brings to us, the strong procedures, the network they've set up, the management, the sound financial structure we benefit from, and this incredible board of directors, it's going to be a formidable force.
Yes,
and
right.
Good thing for the anglers in Southern California, because if I was on the opposition, this one is one that I would stand up and take notice of.
Yeah, yep. You bet. You can bet they're listening.
Right? I'm sure they are. That's okay.
Wait a minute here. Okay. What are you doing? And a guy they really should fear right now is on the phone, and that's Harold Davis, because this guy does a lot to protect anglers' rights. Good morning, Harold.
Hi, Harold.
Hey
Harold. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. I'm up here in beautiful foggy Morro Bay today.
Foggy Morro Bay. That means the wind's not blowing.
Yeah, the wind is not blowing. Hey, listen, great kickoff to this thing. And I'm going to echo Bill's sentiments. The outpouring into this is just amazing. Never been associated with any group that has the firepower behind it and the willingness to go forward and all the people pitching in to make this thing go forward. So really, I guess it boils down, if you're not going to be part of the answer, you could be part of the problem, or you can't be part of the solution, or you're not going to be part of the fishing future. And I think the fishing future in this state, and I think everybody has to admit it, is going to take some sort of effort, because there's other people that are putting effort to stop you from fishing. And in order to do so, we need to get together with an organization, like Bill said, has National Cloud and has the ability to go through the state, not just one little local area, and make an impact on our ability to fish. So the organization is coming. The organization is here. And we would like you to be part of the organization. And we got a couple of different ways to do it. Just to become a member of CCA is $30 a year. And in $30 a year, you're going to end up getting prize-winning magazines and lots of information to get you started. And as we get bigger here, more information in that quarterly will be printed. Secondly is, we have lifetime memberships. And some people are going to go, well, this isn't really for me, but I'm going to give the pitch anyway. A lifetime membership starts at $1,000. We have $1,000, $5,000, and $10,000 increments. And the person that says $1,000, I'm 60 years old. If it's going to cost me $30 a year, I'm never going to see a payback on this. Well, maybe you're not looking for a payback. Maybe you're looking for the future for your kids, for your grandkids, or just you're so passionate about the sport you want to pay it forward. And so we do have a limited lifetime membership, no dues for the rest of your life program at $1,000. And if you're interested in doing that, please feel free to call me. You can contact me through the web on the Davis Boats website, and I'll give you all the information. Or you can go right to the CCA website at this particular time. You can send it right to CCA. Make the check out to CCA of California, and that bank account will go right straight to this local entity that we're starting. And it is a 501c3. So if you are a business, they're not going to sign you up as a business. The credit's going to be taken personally, but the check can be written off as a donation to a 501c3.
Yeah, and joincca.org is the website, and we're going to expand that, right, Bill?
Yeah, and there'll be it's not up yet, but there'll be a California section to that site, that national site, prior to the Fred Hall show. and as we mentioned, Fred Hall's show, that is the big kickoff to the CCA. Some of this information here is sort of the precursor to that, but the number one goal of our board here for the last several months has been to put together that kickoff. And Harold, thank you for the help that you've been in that effort.
Yeah, and you're going to hear later on in the show, too, about the incredible incentives that many people have put forth to encourage you to spend that small amount of money to join CCA, including free admission to the show.
Yeah, I mean, we'll talk about it more later, but $50 is going to get you admission to the show. It's going to get you membership to the CCA, and it's going to get you $150 worth of not just discounts, but actual cash in hand to spend at booths at shows. So yeah, We'll talk more about it later. This is a big deal.
Yeah, Harold, thank you for your participation. You'll be at the show, right?
Yes, I will.
All right, and you're going to be working the CCA booth, among other things?
Yeah, among other things, I will be in the CCA booth.
All right. I think Harold's just kind of the man about town at the Fred Hall show, right? You know, he's coming all over the place.
Mover and shaker.
All right, guys, have a good show.
Thanks, Harold.
All right, thanks, Harold. Appreciate the participation.
Well, as you can hear, we've just got an awesome show today, and what great information. How lucky are we to have these two guys sitting here to tell us all about CCA. And just like you heard with Harold, there's going to be a lot of great people joining us on the show this morning, talking great information, talking fishing, and we want to talk fishing with you this morning, too. If you'd like to call, we'd love to have you participate in the show this morning. If you have a question of Bill and Don, question about CCA, question about fishing, we want to hear from you this morning, and there's two ways that you can reach us on Let's Talk Hookup. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090 is open right now. Or you can reach us on our toll-free number. That one's 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. That's going to be your shot to get through to Let's Talk Hookup. And not only are we going to be talking about this great organization today, we've also got a fantastic prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. That's an AFTCO Alejos belt and a pair of AFTCO long-range short pump gloves. And again, thanks to our good friends up at AFTCO for making it possible to give away that great prize. I love that AFTCO Alejos belt.
That Alejos belt, man. Did Greg design that? You designed that?
No, Greg, absolutely. Greg, yeah. All the credit goes to him there.
That is the best day belt you can get.
Period.
Can I step in on something here?
Sure.
And add to your package? And then in addition, we'd like to, if I can do it ad hoc here, add a $100 gift certificate to AFCO clothing, any AFCO clothing you'd like to buy.
Wow.
At AFCO.com.
Wow.
How cool is that?
Can I step in and do that in the middle of the...
Well, how about check? But, you know. How about this? Let's add to that, too, and let's throw in two tickets to the Fred Hall Long Beach or Del Mar show.
Awesome.
How about that, huh?
That's great.
Yeah.
That's
Christmas all over again.
So one lucky caller is going to win
awesome.
One heck of a prize.
Very, very cool. Yeah. Well, as you heard, there are going to be an awesome show, great information. We just want you to be a part of it. Again, if you want to get through, participate in the show this morning, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Tons of great stuff coming your way. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5-THAVEINS.com.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard, and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
For Rancho Leonero, here's John Ireland.
At Rancho Leonero, very seldom are we going to send out any more than 15 or 20 boats at one time or one day. And because the ranch has two specific bait guys, everyone gets bait, everyone gets their boat. The stress level is way down at the ranch. We make it as easy as we can make it. From the meals, right on down the line, very few decisions over the day. And, you know, we've got the Wi-Fi internet now, and everybody can get on if they want and access their email or not. We've been working on the ranch continually. You know, I did a $500,000 renovation, upgrading the hotel, the bar. So we're working at it. And the most important thing is just our guests and taking care of them. We really appreciate them. So every guest that comes through gets special attention. We make sure they do. We'll guarantee you the best Baja vacation possible. You're in my home, and I'll take good care of you. RanchoLeonero.com, old Baja style.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, we have one of our good friends on the line right now, Mr. Dave Pfeiffer, president of Shimano. He's on the road out in beautiful Florida after the Miami Boat Show. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey.
Morning, Dave.
Well.
I just saw you in Miami yesterday, so where are you?
Well, I am back in Fort Lauderdale on my way home. I have just enough time to say a few words before getting on my flight and finally getting back home.
Oh, I bet that's a good feeling for sure, Dave. Now, you're involved in CCA. You've been tremendous. And, Bill, I know you had some questions for Dave and why his involvement are here.
Yeah. I just, Dave, you've articulated so well why you and Shimano wanted to be a part of this effort, and I just thought you might share that with the listeners here.
Sure, and sorry all about any background noise here, but, you know, I mean, it's really pretty simple. CCA is a professional national organization. They know how to get things done. We've been associated, Shimano and I have been associated with CCA in one way or another for an awful lot of years, and it just makes sense with them in California for what we're facing and what we need to do. There's such a deep pool of knowledge and experience there for us to draw on and build on in California to face the challenges that we're facing, that I think some of ours are unique and some are not unique. And, you know, I think CCA gives us the foundation for that. So I am fully confident that they're the organization that not only Shimano but also me personally need to be involved in Southern California.
Well, it's huge having, you know, you allow us to have our board meetings there at Shimano, and I think you might want to make a quick comment.
Oh, yeah. No, I mentioned the aforementioned meeting we had at the boardroom down there, and it was nice of Dave and Shimano to let us have full use of their beautiful facilities in Irvine. And that's where we had our first kickoff meetings for the board, and it's a beautiful location, a beautiful setting that Dave's made available to us. And gets us all in the room together. We enjoy a lunch and a working lunch together. We've even got the ability to, for grown men like us, to use colored markers and write on the wall with all of our notes and comments and agenda and minutes for the meeting. So, Dave, thank you for making that beautiful facility available to us. And it's great.
Yeah, that's no problem at all. That's the easiest part of it. We all have a lot of work to do, and I hope everybody listening today will find a way to be involved in this, and because, again, we have to make something work in Southern California to ensure that we can fish in the future and that there are fish in the future. And I know you all will be talking about all the exciting things that we have planned, but that's all of our jobs, not a few of our jobs. So I hope everybody listening, I'll say it again, will find some way to be involved. So.
And Dave, you mentioned that, you know, thank you. That is the two areas of focus. It's that there are fish in the future for us to get a shot at. And that's a big part of this effort, is to conserve the resource and ensure that it's healthy. And two is that we have reasonable access to it. And both those two points you mentioned, that is why we are here.
Yeah, it completely is. I mean, nothing, I think, exemplifies it more than, you know, the recent, you know, white sea bass bite that we've had the last several years. It's been along the coast. It's been accessible to everybody with small boats, big boats. It doesn't matter. This yellowtail fishing that we have going on, this is the kind of stuff that we have to ensure not only that the fish are there, but that we can actually go do it. And, you know, those are two big challenges, to say the least. So, again, we need everybody's support to make that happen for us and for the next generation after it.
And have access to that is the most important thing, too. Dave, You mentioned Shimano American has been involved with CCA and in various places, and they've had a lot of tremendous successes. We're going to have Pat Murray up next here to talk about that, who's the national director of CCA. How do you see California playing into the whole CCA? Do you see it as becoming a very important chapter of the CCA on a national level?
Well, I would hope so. I think not that it's necessarily a competition, but we have to realize that the chapters before us around the country in Texas and Louisiana and, Florida, they've been around a long time, and you're talking really big, involved, active chapters that in touch with their fisheries and support and protect their fisheries and raise a tremendous amount of money to do that. For us to be amongst the elite, so to speak, we've got a big road to climb, and I'm not looking at that so much as just us getting organized and getting moving. And someday if we land amongst the elite, that would be great. But we realize, again, they've been around and established a long time.
I think we can do it.
I think
we can go there. I think we can definitely go there.
Pat may have a comment on that, but we've got, like I said, this incredible board. If we get the support from the public the way we're hoping for and the industry support that will be the difference this time, I think it's going to be remarkable. And, maybe I'm too confident, but I think with what Pat and I have discussed, that we've got an awful lot of momentum, and that combined with the resources we get from the national organization are going to be phenomenal.
And like you said, I think we want a voice. I think the angling public wants something to get behind, and there's been a lot of stuff that has happened over the last few years, and I think somebody, we all want to get behind a well-organized machine, and I think this is that opportunity.
Indeed. Well, Dave...
I hope they show it. So I hope the public shows it, because I hear it a lot, too. And, the famous thing on that is, look, there's two ways to help. You can help with money or time, or both. I guess there's three. But either way, if you don't have the time, let other people use the money to help. If you've got the time, we need the help, too.
Yeah, and at Fred Hall shows, we're going to be asking for both. We're going to be asking for money from our listeners, from the angling public in Southern California, and we're going to be asking for those that do have the time to volunteer and help. We're going to be asking for both of those, and that's kind of the plea today is we're trying to get educated on CCA and then make sure the public knows we need you,
right?
We need you heavily, right? Dave, thanks for taking your time.
Thanks, Dave.
All right.
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah, sorry, I missed the show there today. Believe me, I'd rather be home in sunny Southern Cal, but here I am. But, again, I appreciate you taking the time to let me be on, and I appreciate all the great folks that I'm working with on this, and Bill, your leadership. So thank you all.
Thanks, Dave. And the good news is the fish are biting. The yellows are biting, so you better get home.
Hurry up.
No, stop telling me that.
have a safe flight home, Dave.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Okay. Thanks for taking the time this morning. All right. All right. Now, we talked about him, the National Director for CCA, Pat Murray's on the line. Good morning, Pat.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How you doing this morning?
Oh, doing great. It's an honor and a privilege to be on the radio with y'all.
Well, thanks for joining us. And you just heard Dave talking about the national efforts. Kind of give us some of an idea of what CCA has done on a national level to support anglers.
Sure. It's, as I think has already been mentioned, it's been a long journey. CCA has over 30 years of experience in this space, and over a diversity of issues and places and cultures, and we've adapted this general model again and again to really bring some amazing success. And it's interesting, just I've been listening for a while, and it really struck me while I'm hearing this, the passion and intensity of everybody who's been on the radio, and the focus to make a difference. And that's been the theme that's run through all of CCA's history. When you think about our beginning in 1977 in a little tackle shop in Houston, Texas, sounds like a fable, but it's true. 14 anglers, just like all of us on the radio right now, like all of us got together and said, we need to make a difference. And you know what they did? They made a difference. But it started with this passion. And I'll tell you, the passion that was in that little tackle shop is the same passion when this group comes together at the Shimano headquarters or in the radio station this morning or on the boat this afternoon. It's that power and intensity of the recreational anglers that ends up making a difference, be it in Florida or be it in Washington State.
Give us an example of what those early days of CCA were like and what you accomplished in Texas?
That's a great question, because what's interesting is those early days are really like the early days we see everywhere. You know, they definitely didn't have the experience then. They definitely didn't have the track record. But it was folks getting together and saying, let's make a difference and let's figure out how we make a difference in this environment and in this management model. Now, in Texas, what was interesting is there was rampant gill netting, gross overfishing of speckled trout and red drum, very iconic species in this region. And a number of folks got together a diverse group, fishing guides, business owners, outdoor writers, all sorts of folks, which thematically very much the same we see in all of our states, particularly at the advent, and they pooled their talents, and they also had a never quit attitude. They said, we're going to make a difference here. And so before long, they had a ban on single strand monofilament gill nets. They had game fish status for red drum and speckled trout, and more importantly, they said, what's next? And that was always the key, is what's next? Because we know in fisheries, like in so many things in life, there's always a next battle. There's always a next issue.
And these are the head-scratchers to me always, is why these extreme environmental groups that target fishermen don't understand that we are very concerned about our resource and our conservation for obvious reasons. And it's amazing that the same battles that you're facing in Texas or wherever, or Louisiana or across the nation, are the same battles we're facing here.
No, it's funny. Your point is very astute, is that if you look across the history of marine conservation accomplishments, think about the amazing things, net bans and hatcheries and all sorts of restocking programs, habitat programs, pushing for good sound management. Virtually every one of those has been driven by recreational anglers.
Yep, absolutely. Wow. And without recreational anglers, where would we be today?
Absolutely.
In the toilet.
Yeah.
With fisheries.
We'd really be in trouble.
In the toilet with fisheries,
yeah.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
I mean, I don't think we're ever going to educate the over-the-top extreme environmentalists to that fact, but, you know, they do what they do, but that's why we need to be involved with CCA, right, Pat?
Absolutely. And that's the thing, is that sportsmen have and always will make a difference. And because we care about the resource, we care about the future of the resource, it's because we participate in it. Yeah. We have that passion. We want to go teach our kids and our kids and our kids' kids that tomorrow the resources can be even better than today, and we can still have access to them.
And Pat, this is Bill. I just wanted to thank you for I think you made 4 trips out here and the help that you guys have been so far. You know, there was a time in the past when we looked at linking up with the CCA, and I'll just admit here on the radio, I for one was not for it. I didn't think that because we didn't share the same fish, redfish and trout, main focus, and then other fish up the East Coast, and you know, in the Carolinas you share a bluefin tuna, which is the same fish as that you share in the Gulf, and so we didn't share any of the same fish, and I thought, you know, I'm not so sure that works for here. But over the years, I've seen your operation, got to know you, seen your operation in so many states be so successful. And then you went to Oregon, and you went to Washington. And last time I checked, there was no steelhead and trout in the Gulf of Mexico. and the impact that you guys had with the steelhead and the trout, the steelhead and the salmon fishery up there, and the ability to help to get them on a path to get rid of the gill nets and the other thing, and the guys that work up there, have been telling me for years, Bill, you're crazy. Why don't you have a CCA in California? So I, for one, have come full circle, and I've been able to witness your leadership. And, you know, it's I want to thank you for it. And it's, you know, it's not a whole, I'll make an analogy with our business. Our clothing business at AFCO just began to explode once we went outside and hired people from the clothing industry, many of them from the surf industry, that have sort of been there and done that. And once you have somebody on your team that has sort of, you know, dealt with an issue, you can charge it full speed ahead without the confusion and the fog of not knowing, because when you've been there, you understand. And you guys have been there, you understand. And it's like, you know, you go on a fishing trip. I mean, you're going to go to an area that you haven't been before. You want to have somebody on that boat that's been there.
Yeah.
And you guys have been there, and I've already witnessed the value of it, so thank you.
Well, I appreciate those are very kind words, Bill. And I'll tell you, right back to you and the whole group that's working together there, that really is the alpha and omega of this organization, is the power of people and those incredible assets that you all have brought together there are what's going to make a difference. It really is the people. And be it those 14 guys in a little tackle shop or the 25 guys in Shimano headquarters, or anywhere across the CCA footprint, it's those people that make a difference. So really, I thank you.
Yeah, and that's why we need everybody possible to join CCA at the Fred Hall shows. Take advantage of the great offers that everybody's put together there at the Hall show. And Pat, I know you're going to be there, right?
I am, and I'm excited about it. I've heard about the Hall shows for years, just being in this space. And I'll tell you, I've never been there, and so I'm going to be there. Very excited about that. Also going to be at the one in San Diego too. So
all right.
Yeah, I'm thrilled, and I'm really thrilled to meet. I know all the great people that'll be there. It is amazing meeting anglers across the nation, and it's incredible what angling does to bring out the good in people, and to really garner that and cultivate it and bring those folks together. So, you know, you might hear an occasional y'all from me. Can't get the Texas out of me, but I'm thrilled to get out there and I'm really, really thrilled. Everyone I've met so far has been so powerful and so exciting and inspiring.
Well, we're excited to be a part of CCA in California, really make a difference. And we want to be the top guys. We want to be the leader of, not that, like Bill says, it's not a competition, but we want to make our guys the guys that people go and say, wow, California, man, those guys are on it.
Yeah, Pat, now this is Don. Pat, good morning. You've kind of indicated with this group of people we've got an awful lot of momentum to build from, so I think we can make ourselves worthy of being a substantial chapter here in a very short time. And if you're out here for the show and you have time to go out and wet a line, I'd be glad to host you and maybe let you pull on some of those local yellowtail that
we're
having.
There you go.
And then you can compare that to your red drum and give us your comparison. But
I like that. I was gonna say my only problem with this wonderful show and gathering is why can't we do this on a boat?
Yeah. Oh, well, in the morning you can.
I think we can. Consider yourself welcome. So yeah, it'd be great to have you out, Pat.
Hey, Pat, before you get off here, I'd like Don to make a comment, maybe a question or comment about the. Don, the accounting system that you were brought on board for your integrity in accounting and your accounting ability. What do you know? You've worked with the CCA system now. What do you think of their accounting system?
It's been remarkable and such a confidence boost for us on the administrative side and as the officers of the organization. You know, we typically get started at a grassroots level and you're kind of feeling things out. How do we do this or how do we set up that? And all that has been eliminated now because of national and because of the structure and the procedures that Pat and Robert have brought to us and just working with their financial management team back there. It's just, it's a recipe that they've given us.
Cool.
And all we got to do is follow the recipe and all the heartaches and all the learning curve will be eliminated. And that's exactly what's happened so far. And we just hit the ground running on day one.
Fantastic. That's cool. Somebody it's already done.
Exactly
they've done it.
Right.
They've been there, done
and it's
that.
A proven formula, Pete. It works great.
It works. Yeah. So join CCA at the Fred Hall shows and Pat, we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm excited about it.
All right, we are too. Thanks for taking time to be with us this morning.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you all.
All right.
Thanks, Pat.
Thanks, Pat.
That's cool.
All right, let's go ahead and jump into those phones. They're jam-packed, and guys have questions.
You got it, man. Well, why don't we start it off this morning with Martin, who's calling us from North Hollywood this morning. Martin, thanks for getting us started here with Let's Talk Hookup.
Listen, how can I not be excited when there is a situation that people don't just understand without recreational fishermen and the ability to control who catches what in the ocean, do they know what the price of fish would be? They're crazy people out there. I'm so happy to hear and be on the phone this morning with you guys. It's unbelievable. I've only been fishing since 1932.
That's awesome. Well, Martin, are you going to be able to come to Fred Hall shows and join CCA?
Without a doubt. There's no doubt about that.
All right.
That's
well,
awesome.
Thank you for taking
time. I'm on my way now.
Okay. Well, great, Martin. We sure appreciate your time, and we'll see you at the show.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Paul. Paul's calling us from Glendale this morning. Paul, thanks for joining us here this morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Paul.
Morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Question is, who writes these laws? Where do they get their info? What, I mean, some of the crazy closures that I've experienced, it's just asinine.
Well,
how did this all come about?
You get crazy closures from a crazy state, and we all have to agree and understand that California is a crazy state.
Land of fruits and nuts.
It is the land of fruits and nuts. So we've got a complex system in this state between the legislature, the California Fish and Wildlife, the Coastal Commission actually sticks their nose into fisheries issues that they probably shouldn't be involved with, and then the Fish and Game Commission. So it comes from a whole variety of folks that really don't understand fishing, don't understand that recreational fishermen have been the true conservationists in this state. And so that's why we need a CCA, is to better educate the various decision makers that come down with rulings that may not make sense, not only for fishermen, but actually and oftentimes don't make sense for the resource itself. So that's the whole purpose of why this CCA thing needs to succeed in California, so that we can better impact all the craziness that you refer to.
Yeah, indeed. And join CCA at the Fred Hall Show. You'll be most rewarded by doing that, not only from a monetary standpoint of the things that are going to be given away, which we'll hear more about later on the show, but also this organization is going to make it happen.
Yeah, you can tell. This is awesome.
This is the real deal. It's feeling good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cookout coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information, more great call-ins, catch reports. You stay tuned. Lots of great stuff coming up. It's Let's Talk Cookout on the Mighty 1090. Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I've had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
It's time for our Power Pro 60-second seminar on your next fishing trip. Be sure to get the Power Pro Advantage. You know it's long-range season. You know, you hear about the Royal Polaris out there hammering the big fish out there on the Hurricane, and they are using Power Pro Hollow Ace for that job.
The whole thing about this is the 60-second seminar and Power Pro Advantage, and that's what Hollow Ace is. It's an advantage over other Hollow Spectras, both in that it's very comfortable to fish with, and it's a 16-carrier line, and basically the stranding is tighter. There's more strands in the weave that allows you to make those insert-style connections better. They're easier to do. They hold better. Power Pro is a thin diameter spectra per the line test, so you get more line on your reel. All those things are the advantage that make that Hollow Ace the better line.
Yeah, and once you get into it, it's such an easy job. You can pre-make your wind-ons, or you can just do it on the spot.
Yeah.
Power Pro Hollow Ace is that easy. So check it out, Power Pro Hollow Ace, at your favorite tackle store. Check out powerpro.com.
It's Fred Hall Show time. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Be sure to stop by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth. You'll find the most complete selection of saltwater tackle at the show, including Cousins, building classic tackle based on 5 decades of experience. Cousins builds the perfect rod for your style of fishing with over 120 designs and actions. See the newly designed Cousins booth right across from us. The Fisherman's Landing Tackle staff is using the gear and knows your needs. Come see our best booth ever. Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must visit at this year's Fred Hall Show. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
To a home run, Kemp again.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Hey, as promised, it's time to find out what's biting on the water. Today, the Catch Port sponsored apart by Dana Landing on Mission Bay. Hey, the Dana Landing booth at this year's Fred Hall Long Beach Show is actually 4-in-1 with a combination of 4 corporate booths within the major Dana Landing booth. That means you're going to have 4 times the savings in one spot. You're going to get to check out Maui Jim, Olakai, Fishworks, and the Salty Crew, all going to be on hand at the Dana Landing booth.
What a team.
All right. Yeah, it's going to be an awesome booth. Very, very cool display, too. You get to kind of peruse through all of these major manufacturers, see virtually everything all of these people have, all available to buy, which that's the beauty of it. A lot of times, say a Fishworks or a Salty Crew or a Maui Jim or Olakai, you know, you usually don't get to see all the products and be able to take advantage of buying them right there in one spot. And that's exactly what's going on at the Dana Landing booth. It's going to be a very, very cool booth at this year's Fred Hall
show. Yeah, so check it out. Dana Landing at Fred Hall, Long Beach. And let's start with Brian Willie. Dana Ware Sport Fishing. Good morning, Willie.
What's up, Brian?
Wait, I got to hit the button. Yeah, there we go.
How about now?
There you are.
What's up, Brian?
Hello.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, you know, we had a bit of a mixed-up week up here at Dana Wharf. You know, the week started off pretty strong, kind of like it has been the last, you know, couple months with that yellowtail fishing. We had some really good days at the beginning of the week. Then that wind kind of blew a little bit, and, you know, kind of dampened the conditions. The water greened up a little bit, not seeing as much life in the water as far as, you know, feed for the yellowtail and stuff like that, which in turn has kind of moved some of those bigger schools out of that area that we've been fishing. So it's been a little bit harder to locate that fish. You know, it's kind of gone MIA a little bit. You know, we're finding little pieces of it and able to, you know, chase it down. And it's been real racy. It's been hard to get on. So, you know, you've kind of seen that stuff drop out of our counts. We had a few fish in our count yesterday for our efforts, but certainly we're hoping that stuff bounced back, you know, here this coming week. So we've been splitting our time. You know, we've been looking for that yellow in the morning or, you know, with the tide working in our favor. And then we've been pushing the anchor over and catching some sculpin. You know, it's kind of been a rude awakening for the passengers, but let's face it, that's more of what we would be fishing this time of the year, what we have been fishing in years past. And this yellowtail has certainly been a shot in the arm and a good bonus for us. So in the half day stuff, you know, fantastic weather. The bass fishing, as you can imagine, has been really good for the people that have been wanting to hop on the half day. You know, right along the edge of the kelp, 62, 63 surface temp, some good sardine fly line action and, you know, good sand bass and calico bass fishing there as well. So things are rolling. You know, we got the halibut derby still. There's still some spots on the leaderboard. So we're hoping to get a few more people with some fish on that, get a chance to, you know, vie for the big chunk of money and that fish off coming up here. You know, the top fish at the leaderboard is 21 pounds, which is certainly a good fish.
But, that's a nice one.
Thinking something bigger is going to sneak in there and bump that 21 pounder off the board, which is, you know, we've seen fish over 40 in the top spots over the last few years. So I imagine that's going to happen there too.
Very doable.
Totally doable. Absolutely. So, hey, we're running trips. We're going to do what we can to stay on top of that yellowtail this week. You know, we saw the water start to clean up pretty good yesterday on the incoming tide. So we're hoping that continues through the week. So we'll see what happens. If you guys want to hop on a trip, we'd love to have you out there with us. You can check us out on the web at danawharf.com. You can link us also right through the Let's Talk Hookup webpage. There's a banner ad on the front page that'll save you a few bucks on a local trip with us there, either three-quarter day or half day. And, of course, if you want to see what's going on and need questions answered and what to bring on the boat, you can call the landing office at 949-496-5794, and they can help you out that way.
Right on, Brian. Great report, as always. Great fishing going on there. And like you said, the beauty of it, that yellowtail, not only was it a cool bonus, but we've got a very good week of weather coming our way, too. Wouldn't be the least
Absolutely.
Bit surprised to see that just climbing right back up in the catch ports.
Absolutely.
Great report, Brian. Appreciate it. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot for all you're doing. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks
Brian. Appreciate that. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch report today, sponsored in part by Job Site Supply Company, specializing in the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades. Come see the full line of Louisville ladders at Job Site Supply Company. Plus, they have a really cool deal. Basically, they have the exclusive logo lock system in-house. It allows you to take your company's logo or your company name and embed it directly permanently into the fiberglass to deter theft of the ladder. So you can have your, you know, the name of your construction company or whatever as a part of the ladder embedded in the fiberglass. It's going to help, you know, deter theft. It's going to help you keep organized of your tools on the job site. It's a very cool thing. So for more information, check out Job Site Supply jobsitesupplyco.com. So very, very cool.
Jobsitesupplyco.com. And I wouldn't be surprised, you know, as hardcore fishermen as the guys at Jobsite Suppliers, they probably put their boat name in the ladders, right?
That's really cool. Yeah. The guys are very, very cool guys, and they're fishermen just like us, and run an awesome, awesome company there. So
you're a construction guy. Called Job Site Supply. Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. Hey, I want to make mention, Bill, that CCA California needs a director, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Our two beginning goals were to put together the proper launch at the Fred Hall Show, which we'll talk about later. That's in place. And two was to raise the money and find the proper executive director. There's no way that this kind of effort can be sustained with volunteers. And to date, we've done a lot with volunteers just because we got a lot of great people. But the problem is you can't sustain that.
Yeah.
So we've got to have a professional staff.
Yes.
And that's...
a professional paid staff.
A professional paid staff. That's correct.
Yeah.
And so one
and
of
Pat,
the...
And for example, Pat Murray, who you just heard, is the national director and has been involved with CCA for a number of years. He's a paid staff with CCA and is very professional, as you can hear, and really knows his stuff and works his tail off. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, but every state has got their paid staff in the state. So
each one,
each state does. So we set up a website, and there is somebody who's listening to this this program this morning that is the right guy to run as the executive director of the CCA California as the professional paid staff, and we're looking for you. Mm-hmm. And what we'd like if somebody is interested in applying for this job, and to learn more about the details of it. We'd like you to email edsearch@joincca.org. edsearch@joincca.org.
So that's executive director search.
That's executive director search.
Yeah. edsearch.
edsearch
at
joincca.org.
Joincca.org.
I know you're out there. We need you.
Yeah.
There's an opportunity for you. And so give some thought. You may be in a total other profession.
Yeah.
But if you don't know if you're qualified for it, send in a resume, and we'll tell you whether you are or you are not.
You want to make a career move? This is a serious career move, and need somebody who's got great communication skills. As you can hear, you just heard Pat. We need a Pat, right?
Man.
We need a Pat Murray.
Yep.
So a guy that really knows his stuff, has great communication skills, and has a passion and desire to save California fishing.
You'll have a board of directors, a capable people that will help direct your actions and your efforts. We'll define the goals and the path that we're going to want you to drive on. So there'll be a lot of support around you, but we need somebody to carry those activities out.
You bet. Okay, so it's edsearch@joincca.org.
That's it.
Okay, there you go. Looking for you out there.
Exciting.
So come on, bring it. Let's go ahead and jump into the phone.
You got it. The phone lines are definitely getting packed up. How about this time we talk to John, who's calling us from Huntington Beach this morning. John, good morning. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, good morning, guys. I had the good fortune to be a member of the United Anglers of Southern California for many years. How is this organization going to use our volunteers, our recreational fishermen? What could we do to help out?
Okay, that's a great question. I'm glad you mentioned United Anglers of Southern California. United Anglers of Southern California did some tremendous work. It was formed really originally to help support Doris Allen with the gillnet ban.
Mm-hmm.
It also led the effort to make sure that longlines weren't allowed to establish itself in Southern California. And had been the entity that provided the support to the Hub Seward Research Institute for its white sea bass program and lots of other things. So United Anglers did a tremendous job, in large part because people stepped up to help. Now, this is not a replacement. It's not a new effort of United Anglers. It's a totally separate new effort that will – many of the people that help with United Anglers are going to help with this, but I think the – opportunity we have here is for a lot wider range of people to step up and help, and they are. You're asking the right question. What can you do? You can start with joining CCA. That's $30. You also can look to start a chapter in your area. Now, the state of Texas, I think, has 100 different chapters.
Wow.
No kidding. The beauty of
it. So CCA Texas has 100
CCA Texas chapters. Has, I believe it's 100, at least 100 different chapters in different cities and states. So a fishing club or an individual group, a group of friends can get together and start your own CCA chapter.
Wow.
You would then have to put on an activity together, help to raise funds that go to the state group, and a member of your chapter then becomes a member of the board.
Mm-hmm.
Another way that you can help immediately, and we need it right now, is this sign-up effort at the Fred Hall shows. We need a lot more people.
So, volunteers for helping sign up people at Fred Hall.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dave Bacon, who we're going to hear from later, he's organizing that effort, and I'm going to give his email address now. We'll give it again later. But if you want to be part of the group that's going to help sign people up, and we need well over 100 people.
Yeah.
So if you want to help, here's a perfect opportunity. You can email captain@wavewalker.com. That's captain@wavewalker.com. That'll get you directly to Dave Bacon, who is putting together the schedule of the people for both Long Beach and Oceanside that are going to help sign people up.
Long Beach and Del Mar.
Long Beach and Del Mar.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, for the two Fred Hall
two shows.
Yeah, indeed, yeah. Just a little further south.
Yeah. Don't go to Oceanside.
Yeah, that's okay. All right, and thank you, John, for being right there at the forefront for helping
absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely.
Appreciate
you're welcome.
Thanks. All right, appreciate the call this morning. And I got to tell you, you know, we're going to hear more about this, but this thing that's going to happen at the Fred Hall Long Beach show with the booklet worth they
huge.
Said $150.
At least.
$150. And opportunities to win some pretty valuable prizes.
Like thousands of dollars.
Simply by joining an organization that you need to be a part of. So we're going to hear more about that.
But by doing what you should do anyways, you're going to get all of this opportunity, and your money's going to go to something that's going to benefit all of us.
You bet.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls. Been a very busy morning. You stay tuned. Lots of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I've got an important announcement for all California anglers. The 37-year-old Coastal Conservation Association is coming to California. The CCA is an organization of over 100,000 recreational anglers and outdoor enthusiasts currently spread across 17 states that works to conserve marine resources and anglers' access to them. The CCA has proven time and again that anglers are the best stewards of the marine environment. Across the nation, they have been very successful at protecting the interests of recreational anglers and their access to the resources they cherish. CCA Cal is just beginning. If you join us at the Fred Hall shows, you'll get into the show for free, receive vouchers worth over $150, and be entered into drawings worth thousands of dollars. It's the right thing to do, and it's a great value. California anglers need CCA Cal to help us protect our fishing rights and our access to fish. Come and join us at the Fred Hall show March 4th through the 8th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Help CCA Cal protect California fishing.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
To a home run, Kemp, again.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board. The only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
For Rancho Leonero, here's John Ireland.
We're kind of unique for the fact that I think we're really the last of the old Baja fishing style hotels. It's 1,000 acres altogether, and the hotel's small. It's only a 34-room hotel. We don't aspire to be bigger. We just aspire to be better. We've been working on the ranch continually. You know, I did a $500,000 renovation, upgrading the hotel, the bar. We put in new split air conditioning in rooms 1 through 5. They're like an icebox inside. We did a complete new gymnasium. We've been adding boats and upgrading our boat fleet. We're constantly working on the grounds. I'm having my daughter down there. She's a gardener, so the grounds and everything is much better. From maintaining the rooms, putting in mirrors, putting in beds. I replaced every bed in the hotel. They're awesome beds. We have the best beds in all of Baja, not just the East Cape. People love the beds. You know, the bedding and the higher quality towels. Just try to do it a little bit better. It's a special place. Come down and relax. RanchoLanero.com.
The offshore fishing last year was some of the best we've seen in years. Let's hope our luck keeps up in 2015. It's a brand new year, and what better way to kick off a new year than with a new Ford? Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. It's easy to see why Ford is so popular. Styling is contemporary, the technology is state-of-the-art, and the fuel economy is more impressive than ever. Fusion, Focus, and Escape continue to be San Diego favorites, and the new Mustang has the entire city buzzing. You've got to check it out. Right now, you'll find the biggest savings on F-150 pickups. The last of the 2014 models are going fast. And talk about popular, Ford F-Series has been America's best-selling truck and a favorite among fishermen for almost 4 decades. In fact, a new F-Series truck is sold every 43 seconds. Imagine catching a fish every 43 seconds. You'd be popular too. Start the new year in style. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer, they'll be glad to hook you up.